Always a bright spot on our calendar when I see that Mark St. Germain is going to join us. He is an amazing playwright and an amazing human. His newest is Forgiveness. It's having its world premiere at Barrington Stage in Pittsfield, taking place in Minnesota. A former convict is allowed to seek forgiveness from the governor. They have 10 minutes to plead their case in a dramatic, pressurized process to gain acceptance back into the fold or be stuck forever on the outskirts of society. The verdict, cool twist, the verdict lies with you. So in this interactive production, you will help decide who is worthy of forgiveness. Mark St. Germain has written for film, television, and the stage. His dozens of plays and musicals include The Best of Enemies, Dancing Lessons, and Becoming Dr. Ruth. Mark's work has received the Lucille Lortel Award, the Outer Critics Circle Award, and the Off-Broadway Alliance Award. Freud's Last Session became Barrington Stage Company's longest-running play, moved off-Broadway, where it played 2 years. It is a great pleasure to welcome Mark St. Germain to the Roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us. What a delight to have you back on the program.
Oh, well, thank you, Joe. It's great to see you again.
You know, I want to talk about the show, and I want to talk about what is going on. But let me talk about the loss of Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Mm. I have one of my favorite photos of all time is a photo of me with Dr. Ruth when we were doing the Roundtable live from the theater. Mm-hmm. As this show was getting up and running, she was such a part of that process for you.
She was.
I'm just interested. And then the show, of course, has this amazing life, and I'm just curious as to what that was like. I mean, she obviously has lived a long and beautiful life, but what that was like for you.
Well, she became one of the most interesting people I ever met, and more importantly, she became a close friend, since the play, we continued to see each other, talk to each other, and I was very lucky to be able to say goodbye a few days before she
passed.
Oh,
that's good.
Yeah, so
that's
it was good. A wonderful circle there.
And your play showed us, I think, what was something that maybe many, many people knew, but what an impact she had on so many of us.
She did.
And we certainly saw that in her passing, of how people responded to it. But my goodness, what a lovely way to for you to have had a part in that of bringing her story. And we talked to Deborah J. Rupp about this, mm-hmm, a few days ago.
Right.
But my goodness, I mean, that's a lovely way to.
It was a tremendous experience all the way through. And to see her walk down the street and people stopping her and just being so surprised, it's Dr. Ruth. She had this habit of, if she liked a show, no matter Broadway, off-Broadway, anywhere, or if she liked a meal, she would walk into the kitchen or walk backstage. No one would stop her because they would just say, Dr. Ruth. And she just talked to whoever she wanted to. And when people stopped her on the street, there were times when you could tell they wanted to talk with her. And so we would go a little far ahead to give them some privacy. But she was the person in real life that she was on radio and television.
Well, it's a beautiful memory, and
it
obviously
is.
The play lives on. So that is being produced. It was just produced here in town, I believe. So.
I think it was produced in the area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it will continue to be produced, and that's wonderful. It's a wonderful legacy.
This has nothing to do with us other than I thought, oh, Mark's coming in. It'd be neat to get a copy of the play.
Oh, you should have told me.
I'll go get a copy of the play, and I'll bring it in for Mark to sign. On eBay, $400. Did you know it's going for that?
No, I'm going to sell mine.
Great.
No,
I would start selling these.
Well, Joe, I'll send you one.
Well, that's lovely. I couldn't believe. I was like, wow, good for Mark.
Maybe she signed it or something.
No,
there
I
has
know.
To be some
I'll
catch.
Show it to you before you leave. It's pretty crazy. Anyway, Forgiveness is the new play. It's having its world premiere. And man, you just, I don't know, you, the luck. you got to play about a Minnesota governor. I mean, you know, like, what good timing. That sells some tickets, doesn't it?
It sure does. Well, he is not named by his, he's just called the governor.
The governor.
And at the time when I flew to Minnesota to see one of these proceedings, I had no idea what future he would have. But I was really impressed with him in the way he dealt with people with respect and gave everyone dignity. And he was just a kind man.
So what was it that you wanted to explore that you realized was happening and what you wanted to write about and explore within the confines of this play?
Well, when I had read about their system, I think the first place I read was the New York Times, I thought this is incredibly dramatic to put someone in front of a governor and two other people, plus an auditorium filled with viewers or supporters or detractors. And have a time clock on them for 10 minutes. And I thought, what could be more dramatic than that? So I flew out to see a proceeding, and it was. There's such tension, and the governor and his two people on the panel with him have to make a 2 out of 3 decision to pardon or not pardon. And that itself was very dramatic. And at Barrington Stage, we give the audience the chance to vote on each case. There are 4 cases. And at the very end, their votes are revealed along with the governor's.
Yeah.
And so sometimes, they're different every night. And if it's not, if the governor didn't vote for what the audience did, there's great discontent.
And what does that say about the system? I mean, I've said this on this program quite a few times, that one of the most formative experiences of my life was serving on a jury, just because you listen to all the evidence and you're like, oh, okay, I know what I'm thinking.
Right.
And then you realize nobody else thinks what you think.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting, even in that sample size that you have in that theater, that people will think differently.
Yeah, it's thanks to wonderful cast who really make you believe you're sitting there and you do have the authority to make these decisions. And Ron Lagomarsino, who did The Happiest Man on Earth last year, yeah, directed this, and he does a great job. And actually, we're doing that in London in November, so it'll be good to work with him again. It's been a really great process. Everybody worked together very well.
Do the audience aspect to it, I mean, it makes sense within the context of it because that's part of the actual process.
Right.
But for you to do that, you're like, oh, I wonder. I mean, you have to say, I wonder what that's going to be like.
Oh, I had no idea. And it does change nightly. People are passed one night and then denied the next night. And they're very vocal about their opinions if the governor disagreed with them.
And what is that? And that's, I mean, to me, that's just great theater, right?
It's very dramatic. It really is.
Because it then goes back and I would think helps form your opinion of the play overall, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's really wonderful about it, I think, is that people come out talking to each other. And it stirs up a lot of conversation. And when the audience gets a chance to vote, you can just see the difference of opinion of so many people. So it's fascinating. It's fascinating.
When you're working on it and before it goes to an audience, you don't know how that's going to go, right?
No. We'd have to invent a decision so the actors could react to that decision.
Yeah.
And because their reaction could be different every night.
And then they're ready for anything at that point.
Right.
What is it? It's also so timely, and what do you think it says about forgiveness and our penchant for that?
Yeah, it makes you examine your own feelings toward forgiveness. I know it did with me. And when I really thought hard about it, sometimes forgiveness is incredibly difficult. Sometimes you can do it, sometimes you can't. And while people are voting, there are a whole range of projections that have different quotes on forgiveness. And it just stirs up your feelings about so many things.
When you take a show like this and the time it's its world premiere, so in your mind, is it done?
I think it is. Yeah. A couple adjustments I would make, but for the most part, it's done.
And then what happens to it happens to it.
Well, the next thing, yeah, right. I mean, it will be, theaters will be made aware of it, and it will be published, and then more theaters are aware of it. But it's only four characters, so it's not a difficult play to produce.
Then, September 1st, you are back. There will be a reading at Barrington Stage of your new play, Magdalene.
Yes, it's a play about a meeting of Mary Magdalene and Peter 18 years after Christ's death.
As I joked with you prior, it's going light.
Right. Well, there is a lot of humor in it, thankfully. But it, you know, I believe from reading, especially the Gospel of Mary Magdalene, the attitude of the apostles was very dismissive toward her because she had a special place for Christ. And I know in one of the Gospels, it's quoted that Peter is very annoyed. Why is he kissing her on the mouth? And he doesn't kiss the rest of us on the mouth. I think that the minute that she stopped supporting them after Christ died, that she was just kind of excommunicated from the group. So years later, when Peter needs her, because Paul is coming in and he's afraid he's going to take over the church, he goes to her for help. So that's the premise of it.
And what led you down that path?
Reading about just how badly women are treated in the Catholic Church and the history of the Catholic Church.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Yeah. I mean, there were bishops at the very beginning, and that got phased out pretty quickly, and it became a men's club.
And this speaks, and we'll end here, but it is, that speaks to the breadth of your work. It's so eclectic. That's, you know, we just look at what we've been talking about today, of whether it be Dr. Ruth or you know, Freud or here we are, Magdalene. I mean, that's very cool.
Well, I have a short attention span, Joe, so I have to keep going from one thing to another.
Great interests, though, that keep you focused to look into those various things. That's fascinating.
Well, it's anything that really catches my attention and I want to learn more about. Learning about the prison system was a huge education. And how much prisoners lose after they're incarcerated if they don't get pardoned, despite they might come out of prison, as all these people have already been judged and served their time. And in a way, they're aliens. They don't have the rights everybody else does. They can't vote. They can't hold office. They can't travel out of state. There's a whole bunch of restrictions.
The new play is Forgiveness. It runs through August 25th at Barrington Stage Company, St. Germain Stage, and then Magdalene on September 1st, barringtonstageco.org. Mark St. Germain, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joe. Good to be here.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.